Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Fridge Air Purifier. Extend the life of your food and get rid of those bad odors for good. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and save $10 with code HOWIEFRESH.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Americans want to get back to work, back to school, and back to health. But we now have a majority that doesn't want to base anything on science.
I don't think that we're going to get enough bang for our buck by telling vaccinated people they have to wear masks at all times to make it worth our while.
It doesn't make any sense.
I do not plan to wear a mask. No, sir.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So the bottom line is we're going to keep kids safe. We're going to keep our members safe. And we're to try to open up schools, and we're to try to open up schools, try to open up schools.
When did that word enter your vocabulary? What, is a job too difficult? What, you don't have enough experience? You're not smart enough? Where's your confidence?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, Biden to announce next steps in vaccination push. And I'm sure he'll be enlisting the help of the CDC and the Federal Drug Administration and all the rest of those misnamed agencies as he babbles about. But
I want to pronounce the name correctly. I misspoke.
More than once, Mr. President. We'll pick up some of that, and then we'll just cut it all up like we always do. I don't know that we'll carry it live or not. 917, can't say every court closed down in Massachusetts. Cardinal McCarrick indicted. Yeah, this is a weird story. Cardinal McCarrick is 91 years old. He's the chief perv in the Roman Catholic Church. He's now retired, but he has now been for the first time formally indicted in a court of law for a crime. And the crime is assaulting a 14-year-old or a 16-year-old boy. And do you know where he did it? It's very strange. I'm not laughing about it or anything. It's just very odd where he did it. He did it on the campus of Wellesley College. I mean, that's an all-female school, alma mater of Hillary Clinton, among many others. But apparently this kid was at a wedding. His brother was having a wedding. I guess maybe he was marrying a Wellesley College alumna. And so McCarrick came. He was a friend of the family, and he took the advantage to rape the young teenage boy. And so he's finally been indicted on this at the age of 91. And he's the one who set up this pink mafia, they call it, in the Roman Catholic Church. All of his guys, you know, move from place to place, and a lot of them have been busted since then, and they're not in positions of power, but some of them still are. This is a pretty big development in the news, and it says not every court is closed down in Massachusetts. Well, they damn near pretty much all are shut down. If you've tried to, get something done in a court, you know, whether it's just getting papers, that have been filed that you need to see, or filing some document, whether you're a lawyer or not, it's pretty damn difficult to do so. Same thing for cities and town halls. And we'll talk more about this later in the show, but they want to give themselves 3 years extra pension credit. We talked a little bit about this. We'll have somebody on to talk about this tonight. And it's just, you're not going to believe the stuff that's in this bill. I finally read the whole thing today. It's outrageous. Anyway, 844-500-4242. I wanted to just go over some numbers here before we get to this, this announcement by the President of the United States. We'd take some calls too at 844-500-4242. And I've been citing these numbers from Dr. McCary, about the 330 kids that have died in the last year, supposedly from COVID. And here's another guy I'm going to quote from. This is a guy in New York Magazine, very, very left-wing publication. They used to be weekly. Now I think they're biweekly. Maybe they're even monthly. Over the course of the pandemic, 49,000 Americans under the age of 18 have died of all causes, according to the CDC. Again, 49,000 kids have died of all causes. Only 331 of those deaths have officially been from COVID. And again, Dr. McCary's researcher said they all died with COVID, not from COVID. Zero deaths from COVID. But even if you take that 330 number, that's less than half as many as have died from pneumonia. In 2019, more than 2,000 American kids and teenagers died in car crashes, seven times the number that officially died with COVID, not from COVID. Each year, according to some estimates, about 1,000 die from drowning. You saw what's been going on in Massachusetts with these kids dying from drowning, including the kid at the graduation party run by a state cop in Dedham. But that's just one. But a bunch have died. A lot more kids have died in Massachusetts and probably the other 49 states have died from drowning in the past 2 months that have died from COVID. As of April 30th, and then this is a story from Reason.com. As of April 30th, there were 101 million fully vaccinated Americans. 101 million. Your chances as a vaccinated American of being detected with COVID as of the end of April were 1 in 10,000. Of being hospitalized with COVID, 1 in 102,000. Of dying with COVID, 1 in 632,000.
$1.3 trillion.
I know maybe I'm giving out too many numbers here, but sometimes you got to do this. Let's put the above odds in context. You have a 1 in 2,535 chance of choking to death on food. 1 in 2,500. If you drive more than 1,000 miles a year, which most of us do, you have a 1 in 366 chance of getting into an automobile accident. The odds of you dying from a lightning strike are higher than the ratio of vaccinated people who have perished while infected with COVID. I think that puts it in perspective. And this is from a health policy / science website called STAT. And I guess this is for the geeks, the numbers guys. An administration official speaking on condition of anonymity told STAT, that's the website, that health experts do not have studies proving that fully vaccinated people are transmitting the virus. Keep that in mind as you listen to Joe Biden's or Bo Jiden's stumbling and mumbling that's about to come out. Rather, the official said, the updated guidance is based on studies showing that vaccinated people who contract the Delta variant have similarly high levels of virus in their airways, which suggested that they may be infectious to others. So, in other words, as the Reason.com says, the government's infectious disease bureaucracy, I call it the COVID industrial complex, is asking vaccinated people in 46% of the country and 100% of its schools to apply a facial prophylactic. I prefer the word diaper to prophylactic. To impede the transmission of something it doesn't even know is being spread. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that great? Yesterday, the leading physician in the U.S. House of Representatives briefed the Republican members of the House on Speaker Pelosi's new mask mandate. Brian Monahan is his name. He's the attending physician of the U.S. Congress. Do you know what he wasn't wearing while he was addressing the new mask mandate?
Underwear?
I can't speak to the underwear question.
His left shoe?
He was not wearing a mask. He was talking for 45 minutes to the GOP Solons, telling them why they ought to follow COVID-19 guidelines. A Republican who attended the briefing said, at times, Dr. Monahan was getting yelled at by members for failing to explain the science behind the decision to reimpose mask mandates in the House. He just couldn't give a scientific reason as to why vaccinated members should wear masks in one of the most vaccinated parts of the country. It was pathetic. This is from the Federalist. Per a source in the room, Monahan, this is, the attending physician of the U.S. Congress, he also claimed that the coronavirus might be around for another 20 years. Well, yeah. I mean, didn't they say the Spanish flu was around until 1950? That's the life expectancy of a virus, but it gets weaker and weaker as time goes on. Members of Congress were allegedly livid at his complete inability to cite or explain any science or evidence supporting the latest arbitrary mask mandate. The source also said Monahan had his mask off for at least 45 minutes. 45 minutes.
Sure hope he didn't go toe-to-toe with Rand Paul.
Man, Rand Paul was so good yesterday when he just popped into that hearing room and sat at the last chair and then just talked for a minute and 40 seconds. And they tried to shut him up, and he said, no, it's not your time, it's my time. And then he just finished up and walked out. 339, was Monahan arrested by the Capitol Police? That's a really good question. Nancy Mace from South Carolina was challenging Pelosi to come and get her. Let's play that cut before we go to the break. Cut 18.
In the tunnels this morning, socially distant from anybody else. I had COVID. I've had two vaccinations. I'm washing my hands. I'm even wearing my mask inside the chamber, but I'm not going to wear it anywhere else. So, Madam Speaker, come and get me.
Come and get me, coppers. Top of the world, ma. Top of the world.
So she's triple vaccinated.
Right. Right. And she's being lectured to by Pelosi's own physician, who is not wearing a mask. Who is not wearing a mask?
Does the physician and Pelosi share the same hairdresser?
Yeah, they were both set up. Dr. Monahan was set up. The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you as a seller know if you've realized all of the money for your property and if you sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car. So when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr Show listeners have attracted as many as 35 qualified cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of the auction, you will know that no money was left on the table. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a broker, you pay the commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there, right at the top. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
This is the second time that you have laid hands on me.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Acting in self-defense shouldn't mean you have to kill someone. When defending my life and my family's, our survival is my number one priority. Thanks to Taser, I'm ready. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at taser.com/Howie. Spelled TASER.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Charlie Baker bring the mask mandate back?
I don't think so.
80% do.
Wow. All right. By the way, a texter just pointed out to me, I mentioned earlier that former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, the one-time Archbishop of Washington, D.C., he's been defrocked. He's molested adults as well as children, all male, of course. He has now been criminally charged with sexually assaulting a teenage boy during a wedding reception in Wellesley, Massachusetts in the 1970s, court records show. Three counts of indecent assault and battery on a person over the age of 14. This was the kid was 16 in 1974. They walked around the campus of Wellesley College where his brother's wedding reception was being held. The man alleges McCarrick, the cardinal, led him into a room, fondled the boy before telling him to say three Our Fathers and a Hail Mary, or it was one Our Father and three Hail Mary, so God can redeem you of your sins. Now, this was the guy who, when Ted Kennedy died, the funeral mass was in Boston at the cathedral on Mission Hill, and that was presided over, or the homily was delivered by a guy named Reverend Mark Heshen. Yeah, we'll take a little bit of this. We'll take a little bit of Biden. I'll talk more about this later on. Here we go with Biden.
They got vaccinated. They don't need a mask when the vast majority of people got vaccinated. Look, I want to talk about what's really happening, what it means, what it doesn't mean, and what we need to do this week and the months ahead. From the moment I was elected, I said I'd always give it to you straight from the shoulder. And we need some straight talk right now, because there's a lot of fear and misinformation in the country, and we need to cut through it with facts, with science, with the truth. So, what's really happening today? After months and months of cases going down, we're seeing a spike in COVID cases. They're going up. Why? Because of this new form, this new variant called the Delta variant. This is a much different variant than the one we dealt with previously. It's highly transmissible, and it's causing a new wave of cases in those who are not vaccinated. Our experts tell me that cases will go up further before they start to come back down. But while cases are on the rise, we're not likely to see, according to experts, a comparable rise in hospitalizations or deaths in most areas of the country.
Isn't that the key stat right
there?
Just
ask yourself, why is that? Because 164 million Americans are fully vaccinated, including 80% of the most vulnerable, our seniors. So there's a challenge, as you knew there could be. But there's also good news. We've spent the last 6 months preparing for this possibility. The vaccines are highly effective. We have enough vaccine for everyone to get vaccinated. And thanks to the American Rescue Plan and the hard work of the American people, we've administered over 325 million vaccinations doses in the past 6 months. We have the tools to prevent this new wave of COVID from shutting down our businesses, our schools, our society, as we saw happen last year. I've said from the beginning that we will be guided by the science. So here's what the science tells us. On Tuesday, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, announced its new mask recommendation in parts of the country where COVID cases are substantially high, where people didn't get vaccinated, which they define as 50 new cases for every 100,000 people in a week. The CDC recommends you wear a mask when you're in public and indoors, like work or in a grocery store. That's true for both the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Why? Because even if you've been fully vaccinated and protected from severe illness from COVID-19, you could have the Delta variant in your system and spread it to someone who isn't vaccinated. We need to wear a mask to protect each other and to stop the rapid spread of this virus as we work to get more people vaccinated. And I hope all Americans who live in areas with substantial or high case rates will follow the mask guidance that's being laid down by the CDC. I certainly will, and I have, because this is one of those areas in Washington. And at my decision, in my direction, all federal personnel and visitors to federal buildings will have to do the same thing. As I said from the beginning, a mask is not a political statement.
There's a new wave of cases, but hospitalizations and deaths are not going up. So we have to get masked up, even though hospitalizations and deaths aren't going up, so we don't have to shut down our businesses. I don't get it. I'm sorry. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I was watching this. I just can't believe it. I mean, this is the ultimate mixed message here. He says, you know, the cases, there's a new wave of cases, but the hospitalizations and the deaths are way down. Okay? And then he says, too many people are dying. They're dying in the hospital. He's just told us that people aren't dying. And then he says, you people are dying. And that, you know, that the deaths are prevented. Dr. Joe says, you don't have to die. I'm going to call him out on that. You do have to die. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not for 100 years, but you are going to die. You do have to die. It's, I don't know. It's 207 says peer pressure is what the newest mandate is about. But I don't think it's going to work. I think if you don't want to get the vaccination, there's nothing that you're hearing here this afternoon to make you want to get the vaccination. And the 603 says the Biden basically sounded like he wants to punish the areas that aren't highly vaccinated already. Yeah, that's true as well. And you know, as somebody has pointed out, they keep saying these are red states. So he's punishing red states. He's also punishing states that have very high black populations because black vaccinations are lagging behind other ethnic groups for whatever reason. And perhaps, you know, and then he's saying there's a lot of misinformation out there that the vaccinations are dangerous. Who was spreading that last year? I don't want to have any more of this, you know, until he takes questions, because then there might be some comic relief. But he's just spouting this nonsense. He's trying to threaten people and get them to take the vaccination if they don't want to take it. And he's saying there's no if you've taken the vaccinations, and that's a bare majority of the country now, have taken two vaccinations, then you don't have anything to worry about. So that's what he's saying. So, you know, so why is the majority listening to this at all, except that they're going to be punished as well? But then he keeps saying, you know, we're all in this together, the usual BS. And he's turning people who are vaccinated against people who are not vaccinated. So how is that bringing the country together? And again, how do you convince people to take the vaccination when you're telling them that this is not a particularly deadly strain of the virus? And he also said that the number of cases, and it's always about cases, again, cases. It's not even about hospitalizations anymore, or let alone deaths. It's about cases. And he says the number of cases is going to come down, I think he said, rapidly. So, yeah, rules for thee, but not for me. That's what it all comes down to. So he updates the nation on his the situation. He has no clue what he's talking about. 844-500-4242. 603 says the CDC threshold is 50 cases per 100,000 population. That's one half of 1%, or is it 1/100 of 5/100 of 1%? So 99.95% of the population, regardless of vaccine status, need to act like they are unvaccinated. Do I have that right? I think it's something like that anyway. We're going to take some calls on this as we go through it. And again, I don't want to inflict this on myself, let alone you who are out there driving around or preparing dinner or something. You don't need to hear this. 844-500-4242. Al Sharpton compared the vaccine to Tuskegee experiment, and Biden has compared it to the Tuskegee Airmen, which has nothing to do with the Tuskegee experiment, but he doesn't have a brain in his head. And Kamala said she wouldn't take the Trump vaccine, and they wonder why some groups are hesitant. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Howie, I just listened to that bumbling Biden, and I could have sworn he said that 300 million have been vaccinated, and that's a complete population.
No, he said they have 300 million doses have been administered. I think that's what he said, something like that. Meaning most of the people that have taken the vaccination, which is 160 million, got, like me, got two doses.
Yeah, I'm on the fence about getting it. I don't know, but we'll see.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. What would I was going to ask him? What would it take to get him to get the jab? 844-500-4242. Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. That's Sir Walter Scott. And has he mentioned the illegals being infected? He hasn't mentioned them, has he? There's been no mention of what was going on in the La Jolla, Texas, McAllen, Texas, Hidalgo County. Nothing to see there, folks. Move along. Move along. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Howie. Good to talk to you. Hey, you just talked about exactly what I was going to say. Is all these immigrants that are coming in, there's a high percentage of them that have COVID. And we're putting them on buses and planes. Do we know where we're shipping them? Are these the hot spots where the cases are increasing?
You know, that's a good question. I don't think anybody, or at least nobody outside of the government, knows the answer to that. And I rather doubt the government knows. There's a story today saying that they released 50,000 illegal aliens and didn't even give them court dates or anything. They just said, show up at the immigration courts or whatever they call it. And they've all disappeared, obviously. They've disappeared. I'm sure you could find them at welfare offices, but they're not showing up for their court dates. That's for sure.
Well, Howie, you missed out on $100 for your vaccination. That's what Biden wants states to offer now.
$100.
Yep.
$100. Okay. Are you? You know, isn't the phrase that you shoot from the hip?
We've been over this before. There is an iteration of that, shoot from the shoulder. I think Teddy Roosevelt said that.
Teddy Roosevelt said the hip or the shoulder?
Shoulder.
Okay. Biden is going with Teddy Roosevelt. I'm surprised about that. Didn't they tear down Teddy Roosevelt's statue in New York for the crime of being a Republican? Thanks for the call, Jeff. Nancy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nancy.
I have a great idea for a new T-shirt.
Yes.
Kiss my mask.
We already have kind of a T-shirt like that, which is follow the science, ditch the mask. I don't know. I kind of like that though, Nancy. If we didn't have one already in circulation, and again, it's follow the science, ditch the mask, and he's trying to sell us that this is the Black Death, but on the other hand, he's telling us it's the flu. So how do you put across in one incoherent press conference those two totally contradictory concepts, Black Death and the flu? You can't. You can't do it. And that's why this is not going to succeed. 844-500-4242. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, Howie. Good to talk to you again. Wouldn't it be amazing if hydroxychloroquine plus a Z-Pak was equally effective against all the COVID plus the variants? Wouldn't that be an amazing discovery?
I'm sure it probably is, isn't it, Brian? Or are you being cynical?
I don't know for sure that it is equally effective, but I'm saying to myself, what a great thing for the Republicans to run with.
Yeah, well, you know what they did to hydroxychloroquine last year, you know, and it proved to be a great medical advance, and everybody knew it was going to be a great medical advance from day one, basically, because the countries where it had been used against malaria for 60 years didn't have much of an outbreak of COVID-19. But the problem, I think, ultimately that killed hydroxychloroquine, well, there were two. Number one, it was endorsed by Donald J. Trump. And number two, the patents had expired. There was no money to be made off hydroxychloroquine. So they didn't care. Thanks for the call, Brian. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Howie, my take on this whole thing is a big picture thing, and that is that the reason why they're ginning up the COVID thing again is because we have a midterm election coming up.
Yeah.
And they got to stop that.
But isn't it, but Dan, isn't it a little early to be doing this, especially with something that's, even by their own admission, is not terribly deadly?
The country is really angry at what's happening with gas prices and everything that this guy who lives in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is doing to our country. Mm-hmm. And not only that, he's... We don't see him living very long, and the people behind him, it's like we're really scared of them. And so in 2 years or next year, you know, what's going to be happening here? And they're going to say, oh, my God, we can't have an election. Or, you know, everybody's got to wear a mask or you got to mail it in, which we all know.
I know what's going to happen. They're going to have elections. It's just we got to stop the mail-in system from being used to such great advantage for the Democrats again. In the here and now, this is what the average American sees. This is Daniel Hininger in the Wall Street Journal. Unpoliced urban crime, a non-existent southern border, rampant homelessness, the Delta variant and vaccination hesitancy, federal confusion about who should wear masks when or where, store owners telling customers that their workers now prefer the Biden stay-at-home federal welfare payments, and prices going through the roof. Even for FDR, that would be a heavy lift. Joe Biden is not FDR, to put it mildly. All right. Eden Pure. Our friends at Eden Pure are launching a new refrigerator air purifier that is guaranteed to keep your food fresher longer. No more frustration from opening up the fridge to find wilted and spoiled food. It uses the same technology as the best-selling Thunderstorm that has sold more than 100,000 units. The Eden Pure refrigerator air purifier has a rechargeable battery and goes right into your fridge and kills fungus, bacteria, and mold that spoils your food before it's time. By slowing this natural process down, you will have more time to enjoy the food you bought, saving you money on your grocery bills, and no more extra trips to the grocery store to replace food that went bad even before the expiration date. The Eden Pure refrigerator air purifier is smaller than a drink can, so it barely takes up any space. You won't even know it's there, except when you start to notice how much longer your food lasts. And since it's battery operated, you can place it in any small space to get rid of nasty odors. Put it in your closet, cupboards, or pantry to freshen them up and get rid of those musty smells. I'm urging listeners to get several of these Eden Pure refrigerator air purifiers for family and friends. Any extra fridges you have may be in the garage or service bar, and for small spaces that you need to get rid of odors. Right now, the Eden Pure is offering $10 off the lowest sales price to Howie listeners this week only. That's right, $10 off the lowest sales price with free shipping. The Cheap Bastard deal sold out quickly, but this deal goes on, and it's a great deal for a really good product. Keep your food fresher longer with Eden Pure. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word HowieFresh. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word HowieFresh. Hurry, these will sell out quickly, so don't delay. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242 and mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
You know, he just said 400 people are dying a day from COVID. He said that's not many compared to what it used to be. But, Taylor, didn't he have a different number a couple of minutes earlier than 400?
Yeah, he said 3,600 people a day are dying of COVID.
So it went down from 3,600 to 400 in by 3 minutes?
That's the vaccines, man.
They're working.
Those vaccinations doses, as he said.
Lord. 508, Biden can keep his $100. Oh, he is taking some questions.
Mr. President.
How long do you think it might be necessary to wear a mask? And at what point do you think people might have to have a booster shot?
I said in my talk, the booster shot is not needed now. It is possible that it'll be needed later. I don't know. The science hasn't dictated that
I'm going to bet that he's going to walk away without a mask after making sure all the federal employees wear masks.
Well, if you notice, a lot of places people don't have to wear masks. Let's get that straight. The places where people have gotten vaccinated.
Where people work for your government, they have to wear masks.
People do not have to wear masks at all. Like some of you were with me yesterday when I was up in Lehigh Valley. Didn't have to wear a mask there. Don't have to mask if you come home to Delaware with me. I know you love doing that. But you don't have to wear a mask.
If they take the Amtrak, they got to put a mask on to Wilmington like he used to do.
In those communities where the high rate of unvaccinated stays high and they don't move. They don't move to getting vaccinated. But I think you're going to find the patience of businesses and the patience of a lot of other people running thin. Because the fact is, if
so he's going to
you
shame
had
people.
High vaccination rates, we wouldn't be in this spot right now. Yes, sir.
Mr. President, will this set up an American workplace for federal workers and private sector that really is the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated? And is that a pressure you're trying to harness now?
Well, no, I'm not. Look, what I'm trying to do is keep people safe. I mean that sincerely. So, if in fact you're unvaccinated, you present a problem to yourself, to your family.
You present a problem.
To those with whom
you hear
work.
That? Americans.
Because as pointed out, I was asked the question about why would people who have already been vaccinated get it? Well, you got anywhere from 2 to 3% on average. The last study done that can still get COVID. They don't get very sick. They don't get hospitalized.
Okay.
It's not serious.
Okay.
But they can catch it. And
so what does it matter?
They may be able to pass it on. And so that's all being studied right now. But it's the important thing is if people are vaccinated, the transmission rate drops through the floor. And that's all we're trying to do. Yes.
Mr. President, thank you.
What about the illegal aliens, Mr. President? How come they don't have to get vaccinated?
Companies, schools, do you want to see those entities pass vaccine mandates?
Well, I'd like to see them continue to move in that direction. And that's why I pointed out. I had asked the Justice Department to determine whether that is they're able to do that legally. And they can. Local communities can do that. Local businesses can do that. It's still a question whether the federal government can mandate the whole country. I don't know that yet.
Mr. President, you said earlier this week that we are not headed back towards lockdowns. But if the science is evolving, how can you be so confident in that?
Someone
you
from
heard,
the
we heard
cult,
you say weeks ago
the cult
that
of the mask.
On, but Dr. Fauci has also indicated that we are headed in the wrong direction.
Well,
Dr. Fauci,
you're literally correct on everything you said, but it doesn't come to the conclusion you're implying. It is clear that if everybody's vaccinated, the existing vaccines work to prevent death, serious illness, hospitalization. Okay?
Except for those breakthroughs you were talking about earlier.
If everybody was vaccinated, then in fact, we'd be out of the woods. Now, can something else happen a year from now? Can there be a different virus? Can there be something
just in time for the midterms, in other words?
I'm talking about COVID and the existing variants that have come forward so far. So it makes it's a simple proposition. If you're vaccinated, you find yourself in a situation where you are highly unlikely, even if you somehow get the virus, very small percentage do, that you are not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be on a ventilator, you're not going to be sick.
Keeps telling you how everything's okay, and then he keeps saying he's going to basically shame you, everybody who hasn't gotten it, into getting it. I don't think he's doing a good job. I'm Howie Carr.